Remodeling your kitchen or bathroom? Studio 41 can help. Our home design showroom offers a great selection of kitchen and bath products featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit us online at shopstudio41.com to find a showroom near you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago.
This hour is brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
Well, you never know about the time getting here, but you knew he was going to be great. Brett Veach said it. He said, he's our general manager. He said, it's the greatest player he'd ever seen. So, and that's quite a tribute to the kid. And now that I've been around him as much as I have and you've watched him play, he's pretty doggone good.
Middays on The Score.
Very doggone good. Top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this Saturday when they host Purdue at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. It is Super Bowl week. It is a strange Super Bowl week because not only the death of Kobe Bryant, because there isn't a lot of news. Like, the moment we knew the combatants, we started doing all the football stories, and now everybody's down there and practicing. And I'm wondering what's next in our coverage of this frankly very interesting, compelling Super Bowl matchup. Kevin Fishbane is with us. You can follow him on Twitter at KFishbane, and he's on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. What's going on, Kevin? How are you?
I'm good, guys. I'm with you, Dan, and then I think we talked last week that when you, as much as it's kind of fun to not have the Patriots, you also lose all the, I mean, as wacky as they were, the storylines that kind of came with them. These two teams are really, really good and have great coaches, and you have the one amazing quarterback, and it's like, okay, they're really good teams. I'm excited to watch them play.
So we caught the news, and this caught my eye just the other day. Jay Glazer has the report that the Chargers are moving on from Philip Rivers. I don't know if he's going to be the first domino to fall necessarily in this big class of quarterbacks. I would imagine if you're running a team and interested in a quarterback like that, you're probably looking at some others. But what do you think that means for those who are looking for quarterbacks?
Yeah, Connor, and if you think about Super Bowl storylines, the funny thing is that the most interesting things are probably Rivers, Brady, and Breeze, right? Those three guys and where they're going to be playing next year. And Rivers is the most likely one to not be playing for the team he's played with forever. It's interesting because you need, you know, you'd like to be a team that maybe's got that young quarterback, and Philip Rivers could be the bridge, or maybe you're a team that's got a really, really good defense and a young quarterback who just hasn't figured it out, and he can maybe kind of help be that stopgap for you for a year. I think, you know, watching Philip Rivers at the end of this past season, I wonder if it's going to be difficult for some GMs to pull that trigger and get really excited. You just didn't see those kind of that fourth quarter magic from him that you're used to. And sometimes that magic would get them all the way down to the 2 yard line and end in a, you know, backbreaking interception. But this year we just didn't see that come November and December. And you think about him in a cold weather team too, and wondering how that would play a role. I don't know, guys. I saw the Glazer report. I would never certainly question Jay Glazer. But I wonder how much the Chargers are totally out of play for him, and what type of team would really be perfect. I know some people have talked about the Panthers, you know, go back to where he went to college, to the state of North Carolina. If they move on from Cam Newton, that would be interesting there with Matt Rhule. But yeah, he is kind of one of those top dominoes to fall this coming month.
Yeah, I wonder about the overall dynamic of the final chapter of an all-time great, the way it used to be Namath on the Rams and Unitas on the Chargers and Montana on the Chiefs. Sure. It was something that we knew happened. But the dynamics of the modern NFL, when these guys have more money than they're ever going to need, we know about the physical danger of the sport in a way that we have never known before and understood. And also, teams value their own sort of proprietary arrangements and developments and systems where it's not just go grab the next thing. Because of all the heavy lifting and all that's involved in changing the dynamics of your organization, maybe we're just living in different times where it's better off for everyone for these guys to just kind of ride off into the sunset.
Yeah, Dan, I am wondering if we've reached that point too. And you see with Eli kind of recognizing that was it. That was the end. He wasn't going to go, you know, take a swan song with another team or at least try to. And, you know, the NBA and Major League Baseball, you rarely now see stars stay with the same team for 10, 15, 20 seasons anymore. You know, in the NFL, the quarterback position, it's still there because as much as we talk so much about teams want that rookie quarterback, they want him in that rookie quarterback contract, you still see these guys, they get that extension, and they get the franchise tag, then the extension, and they're there for a long time. Look at Matthew Stafford. Look at Matt Ryan. You know, soon we're going to start talking about that with Russell Wilson in Seattle. There was those rumors last season about him going somewhere else. Ben Roethlisberger. So the quarterback still remains that position where we haven't seen too often, Peyton Manning being the most notable one, of course, where these guys at the end of their careers, you know, go for one more run somewhere, and Peyton is the unicorn in that conversation. So yeah, I mean, that's going to be the thing with Rivers is it's just going to be so weird to see him in a different uniform. But of the three of him, Breeze and Brady, he's kind of the one that you could see it happening because of the way the Chargers might be going and their desire to bring somebody in for the new stadium. Although, I mean, the Philip Rivers is the Chargers. If you're the Chargers and you're opening up your new stadium and you're trying to drum up more support, don't you want the guy who's been the face of your franchise for 15, 20
years?
Yeah,
there's so much brand equity, right?
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking. Like, well, I mean, if you're a Chargers fan, I'm sure that they're pretty split in terms of, you know, it's time to move on versus you just want one more year with him. But as I mentioned earlier about, you know, he wasn't the Philip Rivers we're used to. He wasn't bad. You know, this is still a guy that can still, you know, lead a team. And we all saw what Peyton Manning did in his last year. You don't have to be that great if you got everything else around you. Just throw those 5 to 10 yard passes and dink and dunk your way downfield.
Yeah, just got to be better than Cutler in Miami. I wonder though, Rivers. He's been pretty critical of Chargers ownership and the sights and sounds of playing where they had to play this last season and, you know, let's just put it the way it was, a cheap team, a team that wasn't, you know, willing to spend the things on the outside of a franchise that make it an elite franchise in this league.
Yeah, Connor, I mean, this is a team that wouldn't even buy their own stadium in San Diego. They would refuse to fund it. They were trying to get the taxpayers to do it. That's why they're in L.A. And you look at the Eric Weddle situation from a few years ago with that franchise, the guy who was beloved there and a Pro Bowl safety, and how that ended very poorly with them. And he's gone now he's on his second team since then. And you wonder if a guy like Philip Rivers notices that. And I think I saw Rich Ornberger, who's a former offensive lineman for them, tweet about last night about, you know, here's another situation where the Chargers are not handling this well. Now, I'll tell you guys this. Our Chargers reporter did tweet, Daniel Popper did tweet yesterday that he thinks some of this stuff is overblown. From his perspective, he doesn't necessarily see that the Chargers are mismanaging this, that Philip Rivers is like, hey, I'm moving to Florida, but we don't know chicken or the egg how that is all coming together. So, you know, but as I said, we might start seeing this with these quarterbacks and these teams. You look at the patience of owners that runs thin and head coaches that don't last very long. And, you know, how long, if you're Anthony Lynn, you're thinking, I have to win this year to keep my job. And if you're the GM, Tom Telesco has been there for a while for GM years. He's probably thinking the same thing. Is the best way for them to win Philip Rivers or something else?
What do you know about the story that Eric Berry, after sitting out a year due to whatever the latest injury is, does want to play next year? And if he's got something at 31, you'd think that maybe, well, the Bears could have an opening for a playmaking safety.
Yeah, Dan, that'd be interesting, and obviously Matt Nagy knows him well from his time in Kansas City, and that would be, I think Allen Robinson tweeted about it earlier this week, about the idea of Eddie Jackson and Eric Berry being back there together. I'd be really curious to know from Chuck Pagano, with the caveat